Hello?
Hello?
John Ben?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Santa Claus been out to Odessa?
Well, I believe he's on his way.
I talked to John.
Good.
And he said he would talk to you before he left today, and he probably ought to renew your call to him. I just finished talking to him. He said he'd try to make that announcement Monday.
Right.
I told him I wanted to because our foundation had to decide whether we were going to do it individually or do it through the foundation. I wanted to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And I was hoping that maybe we could get the Carters and the Richardson to make at least a nominal one before the first of the year.
I haven't been able to get Eamon Carter, but I've talked to J. Lee Johnson. And we might be able to get them to do something. It would be good. Mm-hmm. Well, John would be able to help the government be able to help us with the Richardson one.
Well, he said it just called Perry. I guess he figured Perry didn't want to be influenced by anybody else.
All right, sir.
But if you tell Perry that the Hobbies have, and the Browns have,
all right,
and the Joneses have, and the Chronicle has, and the Butt has, and the Johnson City Foundation has,
yes,
about six. And we'd like to, and that Rockefeller's going to give a little, you're sure, he's told us that. And you'd like to have the Fort Worth, Carter, and if I were you, I'd call Albert Jackson and tell him we're trying to get a few foundations, we've got six or eight. And if we think if we can get a little group, we can get it matched for this conservation fund pretty good. And we think it'll be a real attraction to Texas. And I believe Albert Jackson would see that they gave a little.
All right, did not eat it. So which one is he with, Mr. President?
Times Herald, Dallas Times Herald.
Right.
He's a real good friend. Okay. Or if you want to, Johnny Runyon. But Albert Jackson would be the best one.
Well, I know Albert better.
Wait a minute, huh?
He'll give, I know.
And, now, then I think between now and the 1st, we can turn the books over to you.
All right.
But
fine.
That announcement's got to come first. You tell John that you've agreed to do it. You understood that he wanted you to and that we wanted you to very much. And, I don't think I ought to say understood he wanted you to, but I understood you agreeable to him, that he is agreeable to it. He approved the statement, and he approved you before we even asked you.
Yeah.
And tell him that if we could announce it, you just want to check with him, be sure it was. And if he would announce it, then you could get busy. You don't want to do it Christmas Day, but you sure do want to do it right afterwards because you got so few days before that and the 31st.
Yeah.
And any other foundations
I've been trying to get him 3 days, and then finally I sent him a telegram yesterday and told him what I wanted because I thought maybe he might think I wanted something else.
No. He's been gone. I called him yesterday and today myself, and I just got him, and Sam Ford died, and he's leaving now this afternoon to go to Floresville. And I imagine he may be gone by now, so you better just pick up the phone and call him, and I'll call you after Christmas.
All right.
Hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and please give Bill Noel my regards.
Thank you. Sure will.
See Mr. Kaiser, tell him I love him.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. President, and we hope you all have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. Now, you take any foundations you can think of. I think the reason is that we can say that we've got a dozen foundations, and we've agreed to them not to give out their names, but the total of the dozen is less than $100,000,
yes,
something like that. You see what I mean?
Yes, I sure do.
And see if they won't give you Eamon and Albert Jackson. Now, the Gooch Foundation, there may be one there, or maybe the Times Herald would give something. Tell Albert that the Houston Heart did. And I think if I were you, I'd call Holland Fentress.
All right, sir. He's got a foundation.
Just tell him that Heart did, and that Hobby did, and the Chronicle did, and it's going to bring a lot of people to Austin, and we'd appreciate his help. I'll give it Dallas Times Herald and Harlan, and I'd like to have it from the press standpoint anyway.
What about S.T. Wittenberg?
Be wonderful if he'd do it. He might ask him if he doesn't want to give $1,000. Okay.
Bye-bye, Mr. President. Thank you.